Κύριοι, επιστροφή στην εκπομπή «Η Παγκόσμια Φωνή» μας και ήδη έχουμε μεταβεί στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες να μιλήσουμε με έναν Έλληνα ο οποίος έφυγε παιδί από την Ελλάδα, πολύ μικρός, θα μας τα πει άλλωστε και ο ίδιος, υιοθετήθηκε από μια οικογένεια στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες. Μιλάω για τον Νικ Βέμπ, τον οποίο τον έχουμε μαζί μας από την πολιτεία της Utah και τον καλωσορίζουμε. Hello, Nick. Hello from Athens.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very good. It's a little dark out here and trying to snow.
Ah, okay.
Mr. Webb, what time is it now? It's very early in the morning.
7:25 in the morning.
Yeah. Let me translate, Nick. Ο Νίκος μας είπε ότι είναι 7.30 περίπου, 7.25 το πρωί στην Utah, στην πολιτεία της Utah όπου τον βρίσκουμε, ότι είναι σκοτάδι έξω και έχει λίγο χιόνι. Well, Nick, you are one of the Greeks who were adopted in the 50s, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell us your story? Can you share your story with our audience?
Where would you like me to start? I don't know if you have read the book, Voices of the Lost Children of Greece. Just a moment.
Let me translate. Ρώτησα τον Nick να μας πει την ιστορία του, ξεκινώντας από την αρχή, και ρωτάει από πού να αρχίσει. Well, from the από πολύ νωρίς, from very early, when you left Greece, at what age did you leave Greece? When was that? Ποια χρονιά, πότε είναι?
Okay, yes, I left Greece in July of 1956. I was 2.5 years old.
Okay. Μας είπε ότι ήταν 2,5 χρονών όταν έφυγε από την Ελλάδα, τον Ιούλιο του 1956.
Nick, do you remember anything from that age? Do you have any picture in your mind?
I do not, no. I remember absolutely nothing about Greece, which is unfortunate. But at a young age of two, I don't know if I'd have remembered much of anything growing up in California, too.
So you were adopted by an American family from California, right? Τον ρωτάω, μας λέει ο ίδιος ότι δεν θυμάται κάτι από εκείνη την εποχή και ότι υιοθετήθηκε από μια οικογένεια από την Καλιφόρνια. Okay, Nick, please tell us, so you were adopted by a family, an American family from California. Your father was of... who was your father and your mother, your adopted?
Yes, my parents, my dad's family was from England, and my mom's family was from Italy. She was Italian.
So, λέει ο Νίκ ότι ο πατέρας του ήταν από την Αγγλία, καταγόταν η καταγωγή του ήταν από την Αγγλία και της μητέρας του ήταν από την Ιταλία. And do you have any memories from that time? Έχεις τίποτα μνήμες από εκείνη την εποχή?
Yeah, I had a really good childhood. I had great parents. I knew that I was loved. I was treated well and taught well. It was quite a while growing up as a child before I even knew that I was adopted.
At what age, Nick, did you learn that you were adopted?
I was 12 years old when my parents told me. I was actually filling out some paperwork to go from grade school to junior high and then ask for birthplace. And so I had to ask my parents because I didn't know where I was born. And that's when it came up when they told me I was from Greece.
How did you feel at that time?
I'm sorry?
How did you feel when they told you, oh, you were born in Greece?
I was really confused because at 12, you were kind of old enough to know that I grew up in Anaheim, California, where Disneyland is. And I knew that Greece was not anywhere close to Anaheim. And so I was really confused on how I was from Greece and they were not.
Okay, let me translate, Nick. Ο Nick μας είπε ότι πέρασε καλά με τους γονείς του, ότι τον αγαπούσαν πολύ, ότι στην ηλικία των 12 ετών έμαθε ότι είναι υιοθετημένος και το έμαθε γιατί πήγε να συμπληρώσει κάτι χαρτιά και ζητούσανε το μέρος που γεννήθηκε και ρώτησε τους γονείς του και τότε του είπανε ότι είναι η Ελλάδα και ήταν λίγο συγχυσμένος γιατί όντως στο Anaheim της Καλιφόρνια που είναι κοντά στο Disneyland.
12 χρονών ούτε ήξερε που πέφτει η Ελλάδα.
Ναι, δεν ήξερε. And afterwards, of course, when we heard you were born in Greece and you were adopted, what do you remember? How did you react?
I was fine with my parents, but I was really confused and felt rejected and felt like no one in Greece, my birth parents, no one in Greece, not knowing the situation and looking through the eyes of a child, I just felt that I wasn't wanted. So I was really very confused.
Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι ήταν αρκετά συγχυσμένος.
Δεν ήταν καλοδεχούμενος στους πραγματικούς του γονείς από την Ελλάδα.
Γιατί θεώρησε ότι τον είχαν απορρίψει, ότι δεν τον θέλανε βασικά οι βιολογικοί του γονείς στην Ελλάδα. And what happened afterwards, Nick? Τι συνέβη?
I just kind of let it go. I kind of took my feelings and bottled them up because there was no one to express them towards. I mean, I didn't want to be upset with my parents, so they were considerably older than me, so they never talked about feelings and stuff a lot. So I was I never really asked them why or what happened or how much they knew. So I was kind of left a little confused.
You were the only child of the family.
Yes, I was the only child. Yes.
Μας είπε, let me translate, Nick. Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι ήταν το μόνο παιδί στην οικογένεια, οι γονείς του ήταν αρκετά ηλικιωμένοι, ότι ο ίδιος δεν τους ρώτησε.
Δεν ήθελε να τους στεναχωρήσει.
Δεν τους ρώτησε σχετικά με το πώς βρέθηκε εκεί, η καταγωγή του και όλα αυτά. Τα αισθήματά του που είχε όλα αυτά τα περιόρισε, τα κράτησε για τον εαυτό του.
And so, Nick, you kept all these questions inside you.
I did, yeah.
And so you went on to the university, I guess, or to work. Πήγες μετά στο πανεπιστήμιο και για να δουλέψεις. Right? Σωστά.
Yes.
And nothing happened. I mean, τίποτα δεν συνέβη. You didn't look, to find out more about your biological family and so on. Then έψαξες να βρεις περισσότερους βιολογικούς γονείς.
Yeah, with being that I was in California and my birthplace was Greece, I really didn't know where to look or what to do, and so I just kind of left it alone for quite a while.
And but from time to time, you were looking at the map where Greece is and probably...
Did you?
Imagining things.
Did you look?
I did. Yeah, I actually had a globe, and I would look at the globe and look at well, here in Utah we're 9 hours behind you guys, yes. And in California it'd be 10 hours, and so I always just thought it was like literally it was like on the other side of the world was where I was from. It was really quite. I don't know what word to use. It's quite overwhelming, I guess, to know that my beginnings were clear on the other side of the earth.
Yes, I would put the word weird.
Yeah.
Μας είπε ο Νίκ, let me translate, Nick. Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι αισθανόταν λίγο περίεργα γιατί κοιτούσε καμιά φορά την υδρόγειο.
Την υδρόγειο σφαίρα στο γραφείο και έβλεπε ότι έχουμε 10 ώρες διαφορά από εκεί που γεννήθηκε, εκεί που έμενε.
Είπε ότι η Ελλάδα ήταν στο άλλο μέρος του, στην άλλη άκρη του κόσμου, ότι τώρα έχουμε με την πολιτεία της Γιούτα, όπως λέει, 9 ώρες διαφορά, είναι 9 ώρες πίσω μας. Αλλά με την Καλιφόρνια είναι 10 ώρες πίσω μας η Καλιφόρνια σε σχέση με την Ελλάδα. Ήταν στην άλλη άκρη του κόσμου και ο ίδιος αισθανόταν κάπως περίεργα.
Παράξενα,
ναι, περίεργα. This went on till when, Nick?
Till my freshman year in college, mm-hmm. and I was attending, and we had a meeting of just students to, I don't know, like it was kind of like an open forum where people could just express how they felt about, you know, their feelings or how they felt about school or life or whatever. And one young girl stood up and talked about her life as a teenager. She was probably 19 or 20. And what she shared kind of changed my perspective on my whole adoption situation.
So, μας λέει ο Νίκ ότι την πρώτη του χρονιά στο κολέγιο, στο πανεπιστήμιο, έγινε μία συνάντηση εκεί των παιδιών, των φοιτητών.
Που τους ρωτούσαν τι θα κάνουν,
και
πώς βλέπουν τη ζωή τους.
Ο καθένας έλεγε την ιστορία του και του έκανε εντύπωση ότι ένα κορίτσι, ήταν 19 χρονών κάπου εκεί πέρα, σηκώθηκε και μοιράστηκε την ιστορία της ζωής της με τους υπολείπους και αυτό τον έκανε να αισθανθεί πολύ πιο άνετα. And did you share your life with them, your life story with them as well, Nick, after this?
I didn't, but I went up and talked to her afterwards, so let me talk more about what she shared. So she talked about finding herself pregnant at about, I think, 17 or 18 years old and not married and just not really knowing what to do. She didn't, you know, back then it wasn't easy to know if you were going to have a boy or a girl, but she always felt she was going to have a little baby boy, so that kind of resonated with me.
Μας είπε ότι ο ίδιος δεν μοιράστηκε τη δικιά του ιστορία, αλλά μετά τη συνάντηση πήγε και βρήκε αυτό το κορίτσι, το οποίο είπε ότι στην ηλικία των 17-18 χρονών ήταν έγκυος, δεν ήξερε αν θα είχε αγόρι ή κορίτσι. Αυτό του έκανε μεγάλη εντύπωση, όπως μας είπε ο Νίκ, και τον έκανε να αρχίσει να σκέφτεται. What did you think, Nick? Hearing her story,
I started realizing that I needed to change my feelings about my birth mom. I'd never thought about the situation from her perspective, and this young girl went on to explain that she made the decision to give her baby up for adoption because she was so young and didn't know how she was going to care for the baby and how she was going to finish school and you know, get a good job and raise the baby singly.
So, you thought that your mom would probably have thought the same.
I did. I thought that, you know, like I said, I viewed the whole situation wrong. I looked at it from, you know, how could she do that to me? And then when this young girl stood up and said that she was going to give her baby up so he could have, you know, she addressed her baby as he. She wrote a letter to him and so he could have a better life. And I thought, well, that's probably what my mom did for me, because I certainly, I'm having a great life in Anaheim and good friends, family, good school and all that. And so I was being very selfish, thinking about myself and not about other people.
Okay, Nick.
Especially my mom.
Let me translate. Μας λέει ο Νίκ ότι μετά την συνομιλία που είχε με αυτό το κορίτσι, τον έκανε να αλλάξει οπτική γωνία.
Το οποίο κορίτσι έδωσε τελικά το παιδί της. Για υιοθεσία.
Έδωσε το παιδί της για υιοθεσία γιατί δεν ήξερε τι να κάνει για να έχει το παιδί αυτό μια καλύτερη ζωή. Ακούγοντας την ιστορία και μιλώντας μαζί της, τον έκανε να αλλάξει την οπτική γωνία, να έρθει να σκεφτεί πως δυνητικά η μητέρα του, η βιολογική του μητέρα, ίσως βρισκόταν στην ίδια θέση και έκανε το ίδιο για να έχει αυτός μια καλύτερη ζωή, πράγμα την οποία είχε στο Anaheim με την καινούρια του οικογένεια. So that was a moment, right, for you, Nick, important moment.
It was. Yeah, I remember afterwards, after that evening was over, I remember driving home and crying on the way home and getting home and you know, almost literally crying myself to sleep. And then I thought I'd say a little silent prayer to my birth mom and, you know, I begged her to forgive me for my feelings of hatred and abandonment that I felt she had done, and I thanked her for, you know, for giving me life and seeing that I got off to as good a start as she could provide for me. I really felt, you know, indebted to her for what she'd done rather than abandoned. It changed my whole perspective 180 degrees.
Ναι, μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι οδηγώντας μετά τη συνάντηση με εκείνη το κορίτσι σπίτι του, έκλαιγε και ότι είπε, λέει, και μια προσευχή και ζήτησε από την βιολογική μητέρα του να τον συγχωρήσει, γιατί για όλο αυτό το μίσος που αισθανόταν πριν και την αίσθηση της εγκατάληψης, ότι δηλαδή τον εγκατέλειψε, ενώ θα μπορούσε να είναι τελείως διαφορετικά τα πράγματα, όπως συνέβη με την συγκεκριμένη κοπέλα. And well, what did you do afterwards? Τι έκανες μετά, Νίκ?
Not a lot. I kind of just, you know, processed it and, you know, had good feelings that, you know, I was lucky I had two moms and everything was fine and life went on. And, you know, I got married and started having kids of my own, and it was kind of a realization of when I started having. I remember after my first child, I thought, well, this is my first biological family member that I have, unlike everyone else that has, you know, moms and dads and cousins and brothers and sisters that they look at and look like them. This little baby girl that was my first child, this was my first biological relative that I had. It was kind of a new beginning. So it was a great experience to start having children.
Αυτό που λέει είναι καταπληκτικό, ότι το παιδί του το κοίταζε, το παιδί που έκανε ο ίδιος, ότι είναι ο πρώτος βιολογικός συγγενής που είχε. Γιατί οι άλλοι γονείς ήταν, ναι, και όλοι οι συγγενείς των γονέων του ήταν ξένοι βιολογικά προς αυτό.
Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι η ζωή συνεχίστηκε, ότι σε κάποιο σημείο και ο ίδιος παντρεύτηκε, όπως είπε ο Πέτρος, έκανε το πρώτο του παιδί, και όπως είπε ο Πέτρος, αισθάνθηκε ότι ήταν αυτό το πρώτο, ο πρώτος βιολογικός συγγενής. Κοιτούσε το παιδί που ήταν η κόρη του, το πρώτο παιδί, και ήταν, αισθανόταν...
Επιτέλους μοιάζουμε.
Ναι, ναι, επιτέλους μοιάζουμε. Well, Nick, and what happened afterwards?
So, in 1989, my dad passed away, and then in 1993 my mom passed away. And with being it was kind of a mixed emotion feelings. All of a sudden I felt like I was alone again, you know. I some of those feelings, perhaps feelings of you know, anxiety, separation anxiety or something, but it kind of felt like perhaps the feelings I had when I was in the orphanage and left to come to the States, I was alone again. Even though I had my family, by then I had six kids, and four girls and two boys, and so I had a great big family, and they were fun and everything. But it started making me think about my birthplace, my home in Greece.
Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι το 1989 πέθανε ο θετός ο πατέρας του, και το 1993 η μητέρα του, και μετά από αυτό άρχισε να αισθάνεται μόνος του, παρά το γεγονός ότι είχε μια μεγάλη οικογένεια με έξι παιδιά, μια πολύ μεγάλη και καλή οικογένεια, μας είπε. Άρχισε να σκέφτεται το μέρος που, το οποίο προήλθε, από πού έφτασε εκεί πέρα. And what did you do? Τι έκανες, Nick?
So at that time, I thought it was the internet was out, and it was kind of a fledgling thing. But I thought, well, I'll look on the internet and see if I can find something. And I started searching for any articles on Greeks and babies and things like that. And I found an article from the New York Times about Maxine Deller and Amalia Bach, and they were adopted from Greece. And then the story went on to say that people were paying $2,000 to $4,000 for Greek babies, and I thought that's horrible. And they gave a name of a man that was facilitating the adoptions, of Stephen Scopas. And so I went and found my papers that I had from my parents after they passed, and there in my adoption papers from Greece was the name of the same people. And I was horrified that, you know, to think that, you know, perhaps that, you know, I was the same thing. I couldn't prove anything, but I was adopted by the same guy that was selling babies for, you know, for money. And I just thought, what, you know, what a horrible beginning. How awful that is for someone to do something like that.
Okay, let me translate, Nick. Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι άρχισε να κοιτάζει στο ίντερνετ ιστορίες, άρθρα που σχετίζονται με την Ελλάδα, με μωρά και τέτοια, και βρήκε ένα άρθρο που είχε γραφτεί στους New York Times, το οποίο αναφερόταν στην ιστορία κάποιων ανθρώπων οι οποίοι πουλούσαν μωρά έναντι 2,000 και 4,000 δολαρίων εκείνη την εποχή.
Και τα ονόματα τους ήταν τα ίδια που βρήκε και στα έγγραφα των γονέων του όταν έκαναν την υιοθεσία.
Κοίταξε τα δικά του έγγραφα τα υιοθεσίας και είδε ότι ήταν τα ίδια ονόματα. Και αισθάνθηκε πολύ απέσια, αλλά δεν ήξερε ασφαλώς εάν όντως αυτή ήταν η περίπτωση. And after finding out about it, Nick, what was your next step? Τι ήταν το επόμενο βήμα?
At that point, I wasn't sure, you know, what was real on any kind of paperwork I had and what wasn't. And DNA was becoming very popular, so I took a DNA test to see, you know, who I was and where I was from and what I would find. And it wasn't as revealing as I had hoped. But, I mean, I did find a lot of relatives, but they were fourth and fifth cousins, so very distant. And it wasn't what I had expected. I expected I'd take this DNA test, and within a month or two, I'd be, you know, reunited with my Greek family, and, you know, that wasn't the case at all.
Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι μετά από αυτό το γεγονός δεν ήξερε πραγματικά τι ήταν πραγματικό, τι δεν ήταν. Το DNA test γινόταν πολύ δημοφιλές, το πήρε και ο ίδιος και ήλπιζε ότι σε σύντομο χρονικό διάστημα θα μπορούσε να βρει συγγενείς του. Πράγματι βρήκε κάποιους οι οποίοι όμως είναι μακρινοί συγγενείς τέταρτου, πέμπτου ας πούμε βαθμού, αλλά όχι τόσο κοντινή όσο ήλπιζε.
Ήταν αόριστο. It was vague, I would say. Έτσι.
He didn't find anybody. Δεν βρήκε κάποιον close relative. Δεν βρήκε κάποιον κοντινό του συγγενή. And you are still trying to find somebody, right, Nick? Και ακόμη σήμερα προσπαθείς να βρεις κάποιον.
Right, yes. Well, by now I've done DNA tests with every company that I could find, and I'm still at that same level of fourth and fifth cousins. I've found some that I have found a fourth cousin whose family is from Greece that resides in the States in the Chicago area, and her family have just taken me in, and it's made me feel Greek more than I've ever felt my whole entire life. And it's been great. This past October, I was in Greece and had the pleasure to travel through Greece with her and her husband and her brother. And it was just the greatest experience I've had in my whole life. But if that's all I ever find, I certainly feel completely rewarded at this point.
Nick, through the papers, you didn't find any nursery organization and where you came from your papers. Nothing.
Let me translate the question, Nick. Ρωτάει ο Πέτρος τον Νίκ εάν στα χαρτιά υιοθεσίας που είχε βρήκε από πού προήλθε, ποιο ήταν το ορφανοτροφείο κτλ. Προηγουμένως ο Νίκ μας είπε ότι μέσω του DNA test βρήκε μία τέταρτη ξαδέρφη ή κάτι τέτοιο από την περιοχή του Σικάγο, μένει και εκεί πέρα και αυτή. Και πρώτη φορά, λέει, αισθάνθηκε η οποία τον καλωσόρισε.
Και ήρθαν εδώ στην Ελλάδα.
Τον καλωσόρισε και πρώτη φορά αισθάνθηκε ότι είναι ελληνικής καταγωγής. Και τον περασμένο Οκτώβριο ήρθε εδώ μαζί της στην Ελλάδα και προσπαθούσε να βρουν συγγενείς. Okay, sorry, Nick. Go ahead. I had to answer.
That's okay. I did request papers from the Department of Homeland Security here in the United States, and I was able to get some papers that my parents didn't have. They had naturalization papers and a few papers from the people that they adopted me through, but I found a a document. Let's see, I found a document from 1958 that talked about my birth. It was a paperwork from where they had found me and taken me to the police had found me and taken me to the orphanage in Patras.
Okay, let me translate, Nick. Μας είπε ο Νίκ ότι όντως βρήκε ένα έγγραφο από το Department of Homeland Security, είναι κάτι σαν εσωτερικής ασφάλειας στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, όπου έγραφε εκεί πέρα ότι η αστυνομία τον βρήκε, είναι ένα έγγραφο του 1958, αναφερόταν σε αυτό το έγγραφο ότι τον βρήκε η αστυνομία και τον πήγε στο ορφανοτροφείο της Πάτρας.
So the police found you in Patras. So someone from the area of Patras a girl have left you to be found by the police and the police turned you to the orphanage.
Yes, that's correct. And then I had a note. I was abandoned baby boy. I was taken by the police to the municipal orphanage in Patras on February 3rd, 1954 at 9 at night. And I had a note attached to me that said that I was born January 19th, and for whatever reason, my birthday was told to me as January 18th. And then it also stated that I'd not been baptized, so I was baptized on February 4th, the day after I was found by a Father Nicholas Galatas, and I was given his first name as my first name, and then a woman named Elena Nitsalia, I'm sure I said that wrong anyway, was present as my grandmother, and then they gave me the surname of Petra Miletus, but I don't have any... I don't know where that last name came from, I don't know if it's really mine.
They said that your grandmother was present.
No, not his grandmother. No, he didn't say that.
Godmother.
Oh, godmother. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Λέει, μας είπε εδώ ο Νίκ, ότι με βάση τα χαρτιά και τα λοιπά βρέθηκε τις 3 Φεβρουαρίου του 1954, βαφτίστηκε στις 4 Φεβρουαρίου του 1954 από τον πατέρα Νίκολας, από αυτόν πήρε και το όνομά του Νίκ, και από μία γυναίκα η οποία ήταν εκεί, η νονά του, Ελένη Νιτσιάρας ή κάπως έτσι, και αυτή του έδωσε το επίθετο Πετρομελίδης, αλλά δεν ξέρει από πού προέρχεται. You don't know where this name is coming from, right, Nick?
Right, yeah, I don't... I guess it's, you know, they decided that was my name, and so that's what it is.
Maybe the name was written on a paper or something from those that they left you.
I've tried searching the name, and it's not... it doesn't seem to come up very, very often, so it's not a very popular name, which makes me think that there's a possibility it could be mine, because if you were going to make up a name, you would make up a name like Smith or Jones
Smith
or something simple.
Precisely, yes.
So
what was the name? Say it again.
Petromelidis.
Petromelidis.
Melidis.
Petromelidis.
Yes.
Petromelidis.
Yeah. And Nicholas Petromelidis.
Nicholas Petromelidis. And you said you came to Greece in last October, right, with this lady from Chicago?
I did, yeah. Yeah, just this past October, it was wonderful.
And μας είπε ότι ήρθε στην Ελλάδα τον περασμένο Οκτώβριο, ότι πέρασε πολύ όμορφα. Ήταν η πρώτη του επίσκεψη στην Ελλάδα. That was your first visit to Greece, right?
Yeah, my first visit in, 67 years?
67.
Yeah.
Σε 67 χρόνια η πρώτη επίσκεψή του στην Ελλάδα, έφυγε 2 ετών και επέστρεψε μετά από 67 χρόνια.
Nick, do you look like Greek? The appearance.
Oh, very much so, yes.
So yeah, probably remember, when you come to Greece, everybody will talk to you in Greek before realizing that. You...
yeah, it was really funny. So our first day in Athens, we were walking from our hotel over to... the Acropolis, the museum at the Acropolis.
Yeah.
And we stopped to have lunch at one of the tavernas on the way there in Plaka. And as soon as we sat down,
yes, the waiter
our server comes up to us and goes, "You are Greek." and he looks at my wife because she's very white, and he's like, he just looks back at me and says, "I don't know about you," but he says, "You know, your husband is Greek."
Μας είπε λοιπόν ο Νίκ εδώ ότι όταν ήρθανε στην Ελλάδα, για τον ρώτησε ο Πέτρος αν μοιάζει για Έλληνας και είπε ναι πάρα πολύ, είπε ο Νίκ, και λέει ότι μας είπε την ιστορία ο Νίκ ότι όταν ήρθε εδώ στην Ελλάδα και περπατούσανε από το ξενοδοχείο τους να πάνε στο Μουσείο της Ακρόπολης, καθίσανε να φάνε σε μια ταβέρνα στην Πλάκα και όταν καθίσανε ήρθε το γκαρσόνι ας πούμε και τους είπε «Εσείς είστε Έλληνες».
Τουλάχιστον εσύ αν όχι η γυναίκα σου.
Ναι. So that this must be funny. It must have been funny.
But I'm stuck with the name. You said Petro Milidis. You have it written, that name, on the
yes.
documents?
Yeah, it was on there, yes.
You know, not Petro Milidis, but Kitro Milidis. There are many Kitro Milidis. Not Petro Milidis.
Really? Maybe they changed it slightly to throw me off, you know? Because I always have to kind of think that way, that not all the information is 100% accurate, because if it was, I'd be too easy to find my beginning. So I keep thinking, so what small details have changed? Because that's what I would do if I was doing. I would change that. I would make a big dramatic change.
Did the police mention where they pick you up, where they found you?
No.
Ο Πέτρος ρώτησε τον Νίκ εάν η αστυνομία γράφει από πού τον βρήκανε, και τον πήγανε στο ορφανοτροφείο, αλλά είπε όχι, δεν αναφέρεται κάτι τέτοιο. So you are still looking for your biological family, Nick, because we don't have much time, that's why. Do you have any plans? Έχεις τίποτα σχέδια? What's your next plan?
I just keep looking, despite the fact that I had a great child and great parents who love me and who I love very much. I just keep looking, that's my thing. I've I guess the reason I look is I keep looking because I do feel like I was robbed. You know, my birth date, my birth name, my language. My culture, my religion were all taken from me, and so I just feel that that's a reason to be more motivated to look to find what was taken.
Yeah. Μας λέει ο Νίκ ότι αισθάνεται
ότι τον ληστέψανε.
Ναι, ότι τον ληστέψανε, του ληστέψανε την γλώσσα, τη θρησκεία και όλα αυτά, και συνεχίζει να ψάχνει και θα συνεχίσει να ψάχνει για να βρει την βιολογική του οικογένεια. Well, Nick, we don't have much time, we hope you find your biological family. We'll do our best to help you out. Thank you very much for being with us. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ που είσαι μαζί μας.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm sure you learned some Greek, no?
No, not much.
I will try to find Kitromilidis families in Patras.
So anyway, thank you very much for being with us
and sharing your
life story, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, and next time it's gonna be better. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for everything you're doing for all of us.
And a prosperous new year for all your family.
Happy New Year to you and your family as well. Take care.